And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are excited this morning to continue the teaching, Winning the Invisible Battle, Your Path to Victory. And Pastor Beckford says something so powerful on Sunday morning. He said, if God told you no, then you will be at peace with the no. So our wrestling is the fact that God did not say no, and we are awaiting the answer and the direction, which is often held up by principalities, the invisible battle.
Amen. And it's a good place to start, mm-hmm. Diane. Mm-hmm. Very, very good place to start out this morning on that revelation. Because when we're going through this wrestling, we don't have no peace. And because we don't have no peace, we're not sure if God's saying no or yes, right? Mm-hmm. Because when we know God say no, then we're at peace. Mm-hmm. We move on.
Yeah. We might not like it at first.
Right.
But then we realize it was the right answer.
That's right. So that's how we know when we're in a wrestling match with the devil. When Satan is opposing what God says, we're now wrestling with it. Mm-hmm. My soul is wrestling. Mm-hmm. My spirit man is not at peace because there's a disturbance going on. Okay. I'll let you go now. Now let me start a preacher this morning.
Yeah, it's good because when we really meditate on it, sometimes we say, well, God must have said no just because we don't immediately see what we're praying for. But this whole teaching shows us that there is an invisible battle that is working against the answer coming from God to us, the full manifestation of what we're praying for. So if God said no about a thing, then we would be at peace, yeah. Which means we may not be happy at first, but we realize that he is sovereign and he knows our best interest. Just the same way in hindsight, when we go back and we look over different points of our life and we say, whew, I'm glad it didn't go in that direction, even though at that time we wanted this or we wanted this person or we wanted this opportunity. But then we look back and we say, whew, I'm glad it didn't go in that direction. So when God says no about something, then we have peace. We know it's for our best interest, and we know that the best is yet to come. But when it's a wrestling and there's the undecisiveness and there's the struggle back and forth, it is the answer being held up in the spiritual realm.
Right. And there's a scripture, and I know the verse of it, be sober. Mm-hmm. That scripture. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It says, here it is, mm-hmm. be sober. Mm-hmm. That tells us not to be drunk. Mm-hmm. So he started out, be sober, and we also must do what? Be vigilant. Mm-hmm. So if you're not sober, you can't be what?
Vigilant.
Mm-hmm. That there it is in that mm-hmm. verse. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why we are instructed to be sober and also to be vigilant. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it says you are, well,
adversary, the devil,
yes,
walks about like a roaring lion, yeah, seeking whom he may devour. And that's in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8.
You're right. Mm-hmm. So let's open up this old study this week with this scripture as a foundation scripture. Why we know that there is a battle raging by the enemy, and is the battle against the will of God for my life and for your life. Mm-hmm. So here in Peter, it tells us when we have the reality now and the consciousness that there is a battle, first we got to realize that there's a battle. Then we will become what? Sober, mm-hmm, in our mind, mm-hmm, in our thinking. In our thinking, we'll be sober. We will not act like a drunk person, but we'll now are rational, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, in my mind. Mm-hmm. And if I am sober in my mind, I'm also demonstrate the trait of being vigilant. Mm-hmm. That means I'm watchful now. I'm on alert. I'm on guard. Because my enemy, who is about trying, working hard to deceive me. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so that's why we know from scripture, from Daniel, John 10, we know from it when we read it that Daniel was sober. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We know that. We also know that Daniel was what? Vigilant. Mm-hmm. Because for 21 days, he was vigilant. Mm-hmm. He was sober. He wants an answer. Mm-hmm. And he stays committed because Daniel didn't leave saying God say no. Mm-hmm. Because if he got conclude that God wouldn't give him the answer, he would have quit praying about it. Mm-hmm. But he knew that that answer has not yet been revealed. Hallelujah. Yeah. It has not yet been revealed, mm-hmm, to him. Mm-hmm. And he's going to stay until he has the revelation. Mm-hmm. And that's why you opened this morning, Pastor Diana, by saying the revelation knowledge had come that when you know God say no, you have peace. Mm-hmm. You're not. Mm-hmm. That's it. The matter is concluded. There's no more asking God. You just come, and you rightly says you might not like it. Because nobody like a no when they were looking for a yes. No one is happy to get a no when I'm looking for a yes. When I'm looking for a yes and I get a no, it bring what? Disappointment. But when God say no, then I got to be happy about it. Why? Because it is in my best interest.
That's, yes, because God could see the beginning from the end.
It is my best interest.
And,
go ahead.
And the thing is that we can't give up just, mm-hmm, because we're praying. Daniel did not give up. We have to keep on praying, and it says pray without ceasing. And sometimes he could tell us no, but maybe it could be a not yet.
Yeah.
So we can't.
Wait. Yeah.
And we just have to trust him because he knows the beginning from the end, and it's always going to be in our best interest.
And right there, everything about God is in what? Timing. Timing is so important. God does not do anything outside of time. It's within time. Ecclesiastic remind us, for every purpose, there is a time. There's a time for it. There's a season for it, and there is a time. So if I'm not within season and not within time, the answer is not no. The answer is that it's not the right time. Okay? So that's where we have to be in tune with the Spirit. Okay, guys.
And within time, then there's also the order and the progression.
That's right.
Of time.
Yes.
Because if you're thinking about, say, just the season, say spring, it's springtime. It's the season where things should be budding, where things are breaking forth. But there also is an order. There's a progression of things in order to see the flower first the seed has to be planted in its time.
Yes.
Then it has to germinate in its time. Then it has to grow to maturity in its time. And all that time of preparation is within the time of season, too. So there's prerequisites, right? When we go to school and we want to take certain classes at the college level, they're not just going to let you go sign up for anything.
Yeah.
You have to have specific prerequisites and order of progression. And sometimes we want to jump so fast to the higher things that we're not yet prepared for. We have to spend the time going through the seasons of preparation.
So you get the fullness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the fullness of what? Time. Mm-hmm. So we ask God for something and God say yes. And then the sequence start.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But most time, we want the fulfillment of it.
Mm-hmm.
If we look in Habakkuk, he says, mm-hmm. You get the vision, write it.
Mm-hmm.
Make it plain.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about time.
Mm-hmm.
He says, write it. So there's this time to what? Write it. Mm-hmm. There's a time to explain it. And there's a time to execute it.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, do it because it will not, though it tarry, mm-hmm. wait for it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Though there's a time of waiting, but in there's progression.
Mm-hmm.
Though it tarry, wait for it because it is going to come to fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this, and I hope this morning, all the listeners, as you tune in this morning, we are helping you to develop strong faith, which we will talk about this week, in winning the invisible battle.
In Job chapter 22, verse 28, it also supports that scripture that you just gave us from Habakkuk. It says, you will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. So when we declare a thing in alignment with the decree of the word, what's already been written, the declaration of the word, it is already established. Then light shines on our ways so that we're able to obtain it. We're able to do it. We're able to go through the stages of development so that it comes to maturity, that then it's able to, that work is then able to bear more fruit. Verse 29 says, when they cast you down and you say exaltation will come, then he will save the humble person. And one of the points that we'll be getting at this week is about truth.
Yes.
That we must be operating in truth. That has to be our foundation. And just referencing back to Peter where it says, be sober. Pastor was telling us, he said, have you ever heard a drunk man say that he... that he's drunk?
Yeah, never.
A drunk man will rarely say that he is drunk.
Yes.
He is not operating in truth.
Yeah.
Therefore, we must be sober. We must be operating in truth. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big,